USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's former campaign manager and friend Corey Lewandowski is testifying before a House Judiciary Committee on Tuesday to talk about the president's alleged efforts to get in the way of a federal probe into Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election. Ohio Republican Congressman Steve Shabbat thinks the House could be doing something a little bit more productive.
One thing this committee could be doing is to question Inspector General Horowitz concerning the bias against the president at the origins of the Russian investigation.
Vice President Mike Pence says the United States is working closely with Saudi Arabia to evaluate evidence after the weekend attack on Saudi's biggest oil refinery.
In the wake of this weekend's unprovoked attack on several oil facilities in Saudi Arabia, I promise you, we're ready.
The Vice President speaking there in Washington, D.C. This is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug.
Limu, there's a woman threatening to sign up for generic car insurance.
Grab your birdseed and let's go.
I'm going to sign these papers right here, right now.
Ma'am, drop the pen. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Thanks, Limu, Emu, and Doug.
Don't thank us. Thank Liberty Mutual, but also thank us.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
The Pentagon says a U.S. soldier killed in Afghanistan on Monday was a Green Beret. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
U.S. officials identify the soldier killed as Sergeant First Class Jeremy Griffin. They say he was serving his second tour in Afghanistan and is a 15-year Army veteran. The DOD says the 40-year-old Griffin will be awarded the Bronze Star Medal and the Purple Heart posthumously after being killed by small arms fire on Monday. Griffin is the 17th American to be killed in Afghanistan this year, the highest number of American soldiers to be killed there since 2014.
The University of Chicago Medical Center is getting ready for a potential nurses' strike on Friday. The hospital has moved some of the babies and children in the hospital's neonatal and pediatric intensive care units to other hospitals. At least 2,200 nurses could walk off the job unless the union and hospital reach an agreement before Friday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Taping for Jeopardy! Began on Monday. Now, host Alex Trebek does have stage 4 pancreatic cancer. He sits down with ABC's Good Morning America to update everyone on his status and how he's doing.
I was doing so well, and my numbers went down to the equivalent of a normal human being who does not have pancreatic cancer. So we were all very optimistic. And they said, good, we're going to stop chemo. We'll start you on immunotherapy. I lost about 12 pounds in a week. And my numbers went sky high, much higher than they were when I was first diagnosed. So the doctors have decided that I have to undergo chemo again. And that's what I'm doing. And it has different effects on you for some reason, and I don't understand why. Occasionally it will cause excruciating pain in my lower back. Other times it's fatigue. Other times it's nausea. It varies. Cancer is mysterious in more ways than one.
And finally, staying in entertainment news, one of Saturday Night Live's new hires is out of a gig. SNL announced on Monday that it had fired Shane Gillis just days after videos surfaced of the comedian making offensive comments. A spokesman representing Saturday Night Live producer Lauren Michaels says they were not aware of Gillis' prior comments, calling his language offensive, hurtful, and unacceptable. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.